כרדלים מסכת הקילאים, רב דה פרק, פרק דה למשתתס, ותהי אסכרמו על שש אשר עמו, שש אשר עמו, מות לא חבי זר לשם. Tony Vineyard, 16 Amos, 16 Amos, Yilan Levin Zer Lashom. What does that mean? Picture number 171. 171, here, you see over here, 16 Amos, 16 Amos. Okay, so you see over here, if in between each one of these vines, there is 16 Amos, you're allowed to plant grain.
Right.
You see, there's 16 Amos in between. It's their point. Now, what is it? Amar Yehuda, Ma'isa bet Salmoin bechad shnat eskamu al sheish hashamu sheish hashamu v'yehoifich sa'ar shtei shuos l'tzad echad. There's a guy, 172, here it is. Look what he did. Look what this fellow did. He planted 16. And it was hoifich sa'ar shtei shuos l'tzad echad. What does that mean? He planted... What does that mean? Here it is. Hoifich, here it is. He shows you the picture. You see the vines? They're turning. They're being poine. So, I mean, we had this for the Seir Kodesh. We had this before this term in the previous mission, another Masechta. Seir Kodesh. Over here, he's turning the vines. He's angling them towards the center. Okay? Hoifeich shar rushu lekan. So what is the halacha? Hoifeich shar rushu lekan. V'zorea. And he planted es hanir. And Uzreya Sanir. And then Leia Sarabas Shmuel David. Okay, Yusuf Hassar Shayushul Tsar Achas. Now, what's going to be? Kerem Godol Hoy. It was a very large vineyard. Shkol Shura Uchaika Mechaverito Shesh Eshayama. Well, Hoy Roitzel Lesach Gefano Algabi Tvosoy. He did not want to shelter, shade his vines with tefua. Here, okay, fine. Ulshon acheres oisel hepach shakosh kach choya darkam lokam shezoyrim the place. The next year they did just the opposite. Ulshon acherim oisel bor beloy charisha ubeloy zriya. What's the next year? He's not showing you the next year. Zareya as a near, or Vashon, and he would plant. The near means this portion he would plant. Well, the Shana, a Cheres, in the next year, Hoyahoifech as a Selumachim Acher, Sazelumachim Vazareya Sabur. Ubomas of Necham, we hit you, it's Mother Bumbitu. Rabbi Meir, we should know him off and Utera Sakarma, Al Shmoiner, Amos Mother. 173, he holds Yoni out of six Namas. You don't need six Namas, it's enough to have over here eight Namas. Okay, everything is nice and good, but what does he mean over here? I don't know if the Namas in the Chesh, okay, what's saying over here? You want to see what he says over here?
Yeah.
Kilayim per Galid, Mishnah Ches. If it's such a large area, if it's 16 amos, you only have to be mafsek between the vines, one amos, six tefachim. Good? If you know, normally you have to be machik an amos. You have to be a machik four amos. Normally, under normal circumstances, you have to be machik between rows lot. Yadmachik 16. All right. Whatever it means. Yeah, only the machik, that white space, only one amma. Nachmal. Every shusach of wine, yechidus, ve'ainet tzorach lahach yozera menu ella shishatochem. So if you have a very large area that's 16 amos, you only have to be married, you only have to be married one amo. Now what is here? He goes. Hanotea es karmo al sheish eshe amo, sheish eshe amo, shemeniach ben shur l'chaverita sheish eshe amo, 16 amos mudlo chavi zera l'shon. Ben ashuos ve'ainet tzorach lahachik kilab bimachik. If in between the vines, in between this and this, there are 16 amas. You only have to be marked between. You only have to be marked one am. That's all it's teaching us so far. Got it? You don't seem like.
Yeah, I do. I understand. Okay.
Now we go to the point. Ma'isa b'tzalmon, ir b'gilil ha'tachton, b'echot shenota es karmo al sheish esrei amo v'sheish al sheish esrei amo, k'mo shebi'arnu, v'yhoivich seir shtei shuris roshe ha'anofim, the tips of the branches shall shtei ashuris k'fan l'tzanechot elu klapi elu k'dei shanofim lo yismechu al azroim. Okay, so we use mahapech. It was 16 amos, not this karma, there was 16 amos between this and this. What did he do? For your hoifich, se'er shtei shuras roshe hanofim shal shtei ashuras kefanim l'tzadechod, elu klavi elu kadesh hanofim lo yisachachu al hazroim. V'zorei esanir, hamokam acharu shabhoni mitzad zeh u'mitzad zeh, b'dichog shishatorachim yikol shura. Okay, it's all it says. Exactly like this picture. And a vine here, empty space, and he. It's like the kruvim, they were facing each other.
Right.
And here, he planted seed. What do you do the next year? Vishon, and the next year, Vishon Acheres, and in the following year, Hayyahifich has a seir lemokim acher litzad shekineged. Hainu lemokim achenir shezora Vishon Ashavra, the near that he planted the last year, Vizriya Sabur. And you plant the boar, akarko shalom nizra b'shana shavra v'shimi b'chol shana v'shana samokam azer k'di lashpich as a gidilo shalatzvua shek v'karko nizras l'sirugin alternating harehi mishubachas. So what's the shayla? Rabbi Maisel was in the next year. He doesn't show the picture. Next year, he just happens. Next year, he turned the vine this way. You see what he did next year? The next year, he turned the vine this way, and this vine this way. This he left empty, and here he planted with grain.
Good.
So the shayla is, why should there be a problem? I don't understand what the problem is. So the maisa came. To the Tanakama. So what's Tanakama says? Tanakama says what?
No idea.
The Bereiya. Yehuda hevias a ma'isa kiraya ledivrei Tanakamba, hanotea es karmos al sheish esher amo esher amo mutu lohavi zero l'sham. All right, so he planted. Fine, just bring ma'isa that this year he planted over here in the middle. This year he planted over here. Alternated. Okay, so he did it. Fine. Shaladaitam ain hevdel bein kerem l'gadol. No picture, that's the problem. It doesn't make a difference. They say instead of having 16 amas, let me show a picture. I'm sorry, 8 amas. You don't need to have 16 amas. You have 8 amas also enough. Even having in between the two vines, 8 amas is also sufficient
to have only a tefach.
Correct. Afnotea es karmo al shmon amos shmeniach bein shul chaveret al shmon amos bilvad muter l'havi zer bein shuas shal daitem ein hevdel bein kerma gadol kerm kodon v'chein v'chol shiyesh bein shul chaveret al shmon amos ein ashuas mitzarfas v'ein marachikim mikol shua elo shiyesh atvachem v'shiyesh shesh asher amol lo nemer elo bekerm shachor ahav when we say it's 16 amos That's only by a vineyard that has been destroyed. Al-Bakem Shanato, Mitchila. Akem Shanato Mitchila. Okay, so this is good enough. You only need eight between these two vines, that you're in good business. Okay, we're happy with this Mishnah? Let's chaz the Mishnah. Tanakam says you have to have 16. Rav Yehuda says you only have to have 8. Hanotea Sakarmoy al Sheish Eshrei Amo. Sheish Eshrei Amo. 16 is a gap of 16. Motu Lahavi Zer Lasham. You're allowed to bring the zero l'sham. You don't have to be machik.
Zero l'sham.
Zero. You can put over here in between. All you need to be machik is one. Only need to be machik is one tefach. Yeah. I'll prove this to you. I'll prove you that you're allowed to bring the zero l'sham. What's the proof? I'm Yehuda. Ma'aseh b'tzalmai. Be'achas shenot es karmo shal sheish eshrei amo sheish eshrei amo. V'ho yifayich zero sheish shuvas l'tzad zeh acher. It was turned this way. It was empty. But the next year he turned it this way, and here was empty. And here he planted. So what do you see? You see over here that he's planting. The point of view you want to make over here is that look, there's only one tefach in between the vine and the zera. How are you allowed to have only one tefach in between the vines and the zera? Teretz is, since there's a gap of 16 amas between the two different vines, it's good enough. That's the point. The point over here is
That's
once you have
point.
16,
That's
it's
point.
Good enough. The zoreya, and he would plant, and then the following year, as a near Rishon Acher, as Chayis Hoyvich, as a seir b'mokim Acher, the zoreya as sabur, he would plant it in the poor, the part that was empty. Ubat ma'is lof neyachama, v'hitiru it's a right and treat of tanakama. If you have 16 amos, it's good enough. Along comes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yishim, Rabbi Yishim.
The Mashgiach does that.
What?
Doesn't the Mashgiach have to do that?
Okay, with good, we're happy with this Mishnah?
Yep.
Now we do Perakei. Kerem, Shechorav. Now we come to Vilas Ben Chorav. Im Yesh Lelakit Eser Gefanim
Leves. Now we do Chorav.
Chorav. What is Mishnah Chorav? Let's see the picture. There's no picture. Picture 174. Let's see. Im Yesh Boy Lelakit Eser Gefanim. 10 vines.
74, let me see it.
Well, we didn't get to the number yet. Let's choose over here. Gefanim Leves saw. Im Yesh. Loy 174. Okay, so you see where the white is where there used to be a vine, but no more. Choraf, where it's black is where there is a vine currently right now. I only need a grantle of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's planted to Gefen Shaloy Charva. Gefen Shacharva. And in between, and it says l'chol ruach. Yeah, and this is a beis saw. A beis saw is what are the dimensions of beis saw? I forgot already. A beis saw l'chol ruach yeshem shtayim keneged shtayim. This was the case of shtayim keneged shtayim. V'achas yoytzonov l'kan v'chol beis saw dinay kekedem. The entire the also l'chavi zer bekuloi. So we consider this to be one big vineyard, and you're not allowed to bring a piece of wheat anywhere in this space saw, because this is Natua Kedarkoi. Kedarkoi means, if you remember back a few Mishnais ago, we had the sugya of what is it called, a vineyard. Shtayim p'neged shtayim v'achas b'emsa. When you have this configuration, what is the halacha? Hanotei shtayim p'neged shtayim v'achas v'yetzer zonov harei zeh kerem. Or shtayim p'neged shtayim v'achas b'entayim or shtayim p'neged shtayim v'achas b'emsa ein kerem. It's not a kol kerem. Actually, shtayim p'neged shtayim v'achas v'yetzer zonov. You have to have a zonov. So what's a zonov? Here's a zonov. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 zonov. This is called the vineyard. The nafkamina is you have to distance yourself six amos away from this, from all different parts. This is not. So over here, this is called yotze zonov. Because no matter how you look at it, you're always going to see a zonov. When you look at this, this is a zonov. Look at this, is a zonov. This is going to be a zonov. See that? No matter how you look at it, it's going to be called a zonov. It's always going to be a zonov. So in the middle, this is called the cheref shekhorav. Im yesh boy lalak in the vineyard shekhorav. Look why it's hard, because over here, all these vines are missing. Look, all the white. The white is a place where vines used to be, but they are no longer. So kerem shekhorav. This entire area is called the beis saw. If you have 10 vines, eser gefanim lebeis saw unetuos kilchasan, and they're planting kilchasan, meaning it's shtayim p'neged shtayim v'achas yotzei zonov. Yeah. Harei zeh nikra kedem dal. It's called there, and that's poor. And the Neila, you're not allowed to plant anything inside in the middle. Are you okay with this? You understand this?
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Okay, you really do? Sheyesh bekarka shal beis eser gefaim lo poros mikan untus kelchosin the hainu stein pneged stein achas yosu zonav the ein rechoyko zom yosu sheyesh eshe amos lo poros meav amos. It's not less than six, not less than four. Okay, so we have a perfectly configuration. The halach is called kerem dal shagafanav muate ve'afal pi kain dina kerem din kerem yesh loy. The ein ze karachas akerem the oisay chodav imsoi. This is nechra mikol tzad. This is nechra mikol tzad. This is not called the kerem. This is not called the karachas. This is not called the karachas. Because the karachas, you'd be allowed to plant on the perimeter, I believe. This is not called. Therefore, this is a full size. So you have to be marked from the boundary. You have to mark it a six amas. Okay, are we good with this?
Yep.
Next, kerem shunatua ir buvya, a vineyard that's in iburvya. Im yesh bo lechavein shtayim neged shalosh harei zek and avim lav ein akemus nagel 176. Okay, 176. What's 175? Where do you get 175? Where did that come into play? Where do you get 175? A kerem shnatug iburvia shein gefan mikum mechuvarim kerem shnatug iburvia up to 176. So it says. Im yesh lechavein shtayim kneged oh shalosh 175. Okay, here it is. Irbuvia kesheyesh shtayim kneged shalosh 2, 3 lechuvanos kol hagafanim mistarfim leosos kerem v'din korachas shabiyam sakedin korachas akerem sheperek dalut. Okay, so what's the look in this case? Pachos mitez ein am tez ein am oslo havizer l'sham. You're not allowed to bring anything inside of this. This is called a vineyard. This is called a vineyard. Kerem shu natua irbuvia. This is called irbuvia. It's somewhere in the middle. Im yesh lechavein. If it's arranged. Im yesh boy lechavein. If there is an arrangement of shtayim kneged shalosh, like in this case, harei ze kerem. If not, in a kerem. 176. 176. If it's not in that arrangement, mutar lezroya bekarachas afal pi she'ein sham tezayin am al tezayin am. You're allowed to plant here because it's charaf. It's charaf. Okay, let's see what's over here. Im yachol chavein b'chol akerem shtayim keneged shalosh kegoin sheyavi chut. You bring a chut, a string, umatuach, and you stretch it. Umaitze hageza mechuvin. And you'll discover that the geza, the trunk is perfectly perpendicular. They're in line. They're parallel. Shtayim pneged shtayim. Yechi yitzuzanav aval pi shahaguf shahanoif einem mechuvin. Even with the knife is not mechuvin. 179. 179. Here's 179. You see the knife. Even though the knife. See over here. Look at the dotted lines. Here it's moitzei ageza mechuvin. Smamish geza means the trunk, the stem, is perfectly aligned. Notice here it's not perfectly aligned. Here what's perfectly aligned is the knife. Hanoif mechuvin v'geza in mechuvin. Here is an example with the branches. The branches are mechuvin, but the stem is not mechuvin. So what is the halacha in this case? So he says over here, even though hanoif in mechuvin. Harei ze kerem aval im moitzi hanoif mechuvin ve'agez in mechuvin ein ze kerem. This is no good. It's no good. In this case, it's not mechuvin. Okay. Me'ayimim says ha'il v'hu nira ketav nisakramim harei ze kerem. 177 disagrees. He says no. Also l'zroya bekorachas k'shein sham terzayin am tazayma because it still has what's called the tav nisakramim. Okay. This is yisoid. This looks like what's called the Tavnis. Tavnis HaMishkan. It's a very powerful word in Chumash. The Tavnis. Tavnis means it has the full image, the full configuration. The full configuration of the vineyard. And there it says, however, he was Sukhnikadav Zamakaram, Haray Zakem, if it's going to be Asr. Okay, we did this Mishnah. It's Chaz the Mishnah. Hard Mishnah. Kedem Shacharaf, Vinyan Shacharaf. If Yeshua Lachit Eser the Gefanim Lebeis Lebeisah Mituas Gil Chosan Harei Zeh Nikul Kerem. If you go to have 10 Gefanim Lebeisah Nituas, and it's Nituas Kilchasan, Harez, and Neukem with Dal Kilchem Dal.
Where's the cave?
Right here, we went this 100 times.
Oh, this was Zanov.
What?
Zanov.
The Zanov is, no matter how do you look, there's a Zanov. 1, 2, 1.
2, 3, 1, 4, 2, 1. 6, 7,
1, 2, 1. Wherever the Zanov. Okay, I'll tell you a Murdik of art. Karim is in Marshal for the Beis HaMikdash. Shecharav. The Mikdash has been destroyed. It doesn't matter. 10 people come together. If 10 people come together to a Beis HaKnesses, yeah, and Nutu is Kilchasan, and they all daven together, like a halacha, they daven as a minyan, they come together the proper way. Hare is the Nikur Kerem Dal. This is a Mikdash Ma'at.
Okay. Write it down, write it down.
You like that part?
Yeah, beautiful.
But Kerem Shnatu Yibuvia, but let's say you have people that are fighting with each other. Yeah, you have a vineyard, and everyone's fighting. If there's two keneged shalosh, harei zeh kerem. So what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Okay, but derech pshat means this. You don't have to do that part. Just this, the first part is a good part. It's a good drush.
Yeah, only the first part. Okay.
First part.
I like the first part.
Lechavin shtaim keneged shalosh. If you have to have a shtaim keneged shalosh, harei zeh kerem. If not, it's not called the kerem. It's not called the kerem. Fine. If not, there's nothing here. But it's blank. It's blank. It's not the imlav. It's the imlav. It's blank. Fine. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Hoyel Bunir, Ketavnis Akram. It looks like Ketavnis. So kerem, it's good enough. Mishnah base. Are we good? Are we good with Mishnah? Kerem vinyard. Kerem vinyard. Shunatua al pochas pochas meir ba amas. Okay, a vineyard that's natua, that's planted pochas pochas merba amas. Lesson for amas. Okay, each vine is less than 4 amas. Pochas merba amas. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Eine kevas had a vineyard, Rabbi Chaim Mocham said kevas a vineyard. Vorenes wa emsoyes kilu enam, koin lecham, it is a vineyard. We just make believe these do not exist. This doesn't exist, this doesn't exist. We only look at the ones. I'm sorry, he's over here, he's crossing out the line. The one with the line is one, they don't exist. And the only one that exists now will be the ones. That's the machlekes. Got it? You got it, machlo. Kedem vineyard. Shunatua al pochas pochas yab amas. He can't breathe. A vine needs 4 amas separating between the two.
Only 4?
4 amas. If you have less than 4 amas, there's not enough turf. It's not enough turf for each one.
Good.
Okay, it's not enough turf. So therefore, if it's the 2 alpachas, it's less than 4 amas. Rabbi Shimon says, it's not called a vineyard. Because it's, so therefore, the whole thing is not a vineyard. My nafkamina. The nafkamina is that you can plant seeds along the perimeter right away. You don't have to be mafresh. If it's not called a vineyard, you don't need to be mafresh 6 amas or 4 amas. From 4 amas. You only need to be mafresh 6 tfachim. When something is not halachically called a vineyard, there is no need, it is not necessary for you to mark it. Fine. But let's say, so therefore it's nothing. Rabbi Shimon says, I disagree. It's not a called a vineyard. The Chum says, I disagree. Kerem, it is indeed called a vineyard, it is a vineyard. Oh, how could it be a vineyard? We just make believe all of these don't exist. So it is a vineyard. And as far as all of the extra ones, we make believe they do not exist. Kerem, Rechom, Chom, Kerem, Roi, I'm sorry, it's the middle ones, Kilo, and don't exist. Vacham, Mem, the Roi, I'm sorry, it's Kilo, Einem, Mutzarf, Machisem, Yesh, Rem, Revach, Haroi, Lham. Levi, Shader, Bli, Adam, Lita, Shura, Shutsubas, Harbe, Biachad, the Ois, and Shurim, Liskayim, Bloy, Asos, Kerem, Yishar, Kerem, Yashar, Yulaitsim, Hilkach, Heilu, I'm sorry, Mr. Knutu, Kundum, Zaharevach, Haroi, Lios, Ben Shum, Shura. That's very common. You plant extra because not everyone's going to survive. Not everyone survives. We may only have to have some extra. I'm like the extra. The psalist doesn't survive. Got it? You got it? You understand? You're not paying attention. Your mind is elsewhere. Here's a vineyard. And the vineyard, the vines are planted less than 4 amas apart. That is a violation of the laws of farming. You don't plant one vine within 4 amas from its fellow vine. because the oil, the soil, the earth is not enough to provide nutrients for each one. There has to be a distance. There has to be a gap of 4 amas. You need to give each vine some breathing space. Got it? So it's nothing. Melev, this thing is nothing. Melev, it's nothing. It's not cultivated. If I want to plant a row of wheat, how much do I need to be distance myself from the edge of the edge of this area? 6 tefachim. That's it. Because this is not called a vineyard, because it is not planted in a proper configuration. So therefore, when an observer sees this, he says, this is not a vineyard, this is a mishagas. The mela, it's not called taruv, it's like when I plant seeds along the edge. But the Chum say no. Even though you have violated the laws of farming, and you planted a vine too close to its fellow, in halacha we make believe the part that's too close doesn't exist.
Correct.
And mela, you're back in business. It's okay. Okay, we have to stop here because Rosh Chodesh. We have to stop. Okay, you want to learn today in the afternoon? You want to learn today in the mashlam?
Yeah.
Okay, so you call me up. Learn Schmidman's.
What time?
You bring the pizza. What time? Whenever you want. Earlier the better, because I have to go buy a ticket. I gotta go do things. Online, I have to go Pashka on the computer to find a ticket. Every day the prices go up. Every day.
To the Ukraine?
Every day.
Even to the Ukraine? Who wants to go to Ukraine?
I'm not going to.